We meet American scholar Kathy Diamant, who spent years researching and writing about her namesake, Dora Diamant. Dora was a Polish immigrant living in Berlin when she met Czech writer Franz Kafka for the first time in 1923. She became the great novelist's last lover, spending the final 11 months of his life with him in a shared Berlin flat. Kathy Diamant, or Diamant, wrote a book about Dora titled Kafka's Last Love, and she spoke to Radio Prague's Anna Kubiszta about how she originally became interested in the topic in this edition of The Arts, first broadcast in 2008.
I was 19 years old in a German language literature class at university, and we were translating Metamorphosis by Kafka. And the professor interrupted our class and looked right at me, and he said, Fräulein Diamant, are you related to Dora Diamant? He then wrote Dora's name out on the blackboard, and it was spelled the same way as my name. And at that point, I had never met anyone outside my own family with my same last name. So I said, oh yes, we're probably related, and I promised to find out and let him know. But all these years later, with everything I discovered about Dora and everything I was able to find out about Kafka, I never found out if we're actually related. That original question was never answered.
But what did you find out exactly about her that nobody knew before?
Well, I found out what became of her truly after Kafka's life in more detail. Ernst Powell, in his book in 1984, was able to fill in some of the basic highlights that she had escaped Berlin and had gone to Moscow, that she had married a member of the East German Communist Party, that she had had a daughter, that she had escaped from Moscow and arrived via Holland to England, where she was arrested as an enemy alien and sent to the Isle of Man, and that she had worked the rest of her life as a Yiddish remembrancer, helping to keep the Yiddish language alive. What I was able to find out were all the details in between, by talking to everybody who had met her, by finding her letters, her published writings, and then ultimately by discovering her lost family members and being able to reunite them.
You were talking about your professor who said that Dora Diamant burnt Kafka's work. Is it really true?
Yes, Dora said she had burned some of Kafka's writings at his insistence as he lay dying. But the vast majority she did not burn. I'm sure she did not burn any of her letters that he had written her. She told Max Brod, however, that she had burned everything when he began collecting all of these letters and diaries and writings. She lied. She said she'd burned everything to protect Kafka from publication. It was impossible, she wrote in a letter to Brod, it was impossible to understand Kafka unless he was there to explain. She also realized that that was a very petty and small position, but she still clung to it for another 3 years until the papers were confiscated during a Gestapo raid of her flat, at which point she then confessed her lie, and hysterical, filled with remorse, she begged Brod to get these papers back. And that was the first search for these missing papers. It was not a time where it was possible to get those papers back. It was after the war was over, and Brod, now living in Tel Aviv, worked with then a young German Kafka scholar named Klaus Wagenbach, and they were told that the papers were probably in Silesia, in a train transport taken out of Berlin during the Allied bombings and placed for safekeeping in the Eastern Territories, specifically Silesia. So those papers may still be in an archive, a basement, a warehouse, an airplane hangar, somewhere, still waiting to be discovered and found.
How do you intend to find them?
In 1998, I got permission from the Kafka Estate of London to begin this search on the family's behalf. I went first to Berlin to find any documentation in the archives there, and I did find the proof of the confiscation of Dora's property and the finance office responsible for receiving it. I also found many facts about Dora and her family that led to new discoveries. At the end of my search, I was told by the German government to not give up, that it would be 2 to 10 years before the government knew where all these archives might be throughout Eastern Europe, and that then perhaps we could start the search again. Well, this year is 10 years, so I've returned, and what we have in order to try and find these papers is a Kafka Project alert that has been translated into Czech, Polish, Slovakian, and German, which we will hand out at archives and warehouses and basements and town halls and libraries in towns that we can pinpoint where these deposits may be. And the last 2 weeks of the research will be spent driving around to these towns and handing out these alerts in whichever language is appropriate that identifies what's missing. And whether I find anything or not, it is still vital that this search is conducted. My experience has been that when I look, for example, in Berlin, I find much more than I even knew existed. I might not find what I thought I was looking for, but I found, for example, Dora's missing family members that had been so separated by the Holocaust that they didn't even know about each other and they lived within 10 miles.
But what do we know about what they shared, for instance, Dora and Kafka?
Max Brod visited Franz and Dora when they were living in Berlin, and he described their life together as an idyll. He said, I found an idyll where Kafka was happy, he was writing, he was filled with optimism, that he played. They were like a little family. They called themselves a little family. He had a wash basin, and they called it the family bath. And that Kafka would do shadow figures on the wall to entertain Dora, that he would read to Dora for hours from his favorite stories, his favorite books, over and over again, Dora said, until she almost knew them by heart. That he was a wonderful performer. He loved to read and had great verve and dramatic ability. And he loved to do it, and she loved to watch and listen to him. She also had dramatic ability as she became an actress, and he encouraged her in that. So they entertained each other, and it seemed to be that they really had no conflicts from what remains. We don't have the letters, and we don't have the notebooks. Perhaps they did. But from Dora's memories, it was as perfect a relationship as one could have with someone who was dying. And from Max's point of view, Dora gave Kafka a whole new last chapter of his life.